Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, both connected via the internet and both residing together at the Gomez Hilton today. So we're going to chat with them as well as our author friend, Eric Douglas. So we got a full crew, and I'm very excited because we're going diving. We are going diving. Oh, excuse me. I heard someone clear their throat. Yeah. That would have been Barry the Boater.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's so excited. Can you hear it in his voice? Can you hear the
He's not excited.
No, he's not.
With the presents I brought you?
Well, that's true. Barry the Boater did supply CJ and myself with some crowns to oversee, to properly preside over the sea monkey. Who's chopping wood back in behind him? What's going on? Who is that?
That's Walt. He's opening a package.
He's opening a pack. Of course he is. Well, God bless him for it. He's opening a package of lobster. Even though it's not lobster season, he probably has a freezer full. Am I right, Jerry? Is that right?
Well, it was, but it's getting empty now.
Of course it is. Okay, so he's back there preparing some kind of feast for the arrival of CJ and myself. Because right after the show, we're going to head down and join Jerry there at the Gomez Hilton with Walt. And then get ready and dive in the morning. Now, Barry's not going to be there with us, so that's why he's laying down. He has to work.
Barry's been working.
Yes, he's an accountant.
Tax season.
I'm looking forward to this week and next week, and I'm going to be hitting my head against the wall.
You know, I'm waiting for him to go,
against the law for Barry to take vacation during this time.
That's true.
Well, he's got to make hay while the sun shines. Yeah. I understand.
I know, but I'm waiting for him to say something like, oh, bother. You know, he just
don't
sounds
worry
down.
About me.
We'll never make it.
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. No, but, you're taking me out to dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, Greg. You're taking us out to dinner tomorrow.
Hey,
I want something seafood, some kind
of fish. Well, lobster season is close. Florida lobster season is close.
Yeah, but you can get plenty of fish down there.
I don't know. What's in season? Ask Captain Walt there, Jerry. You're right by him.
Fish tacos.
Does he know what we could score for a happy hour thing down there in South Florida tomorrow, you think?
What was that pier we went on that was fun? That pier down there.
Walt said he didn't know what's in season right now.
Yeah, you mean the Dania Beach Pier?
Women. Yeah, maybe that's it.
He said women.
Women. Okay.
Wives.
Yeah, okay. Just
women
be careful.
Rum.
Be careful. I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm obviously in. The free rum punches are flowing.
Greg's a married man, but.
That's true. CJ.
I'll keep you in check.
I'll
keep an eye on you.
And some kind of, one of those naked sushi things. They have those down there in South Florida, maybe. Hello.
I can't even say the first three things that popped into my head there.
Okay, just don't say anything.
I'm keeping it clean.
Yeah, you already said head.
Go ahead.
That was too much.
Put your finger on the button.
Yeah,
just in case.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Is CJ wearing his crown?
Not yet, but I think
I was.
Go ahead, put it on.
All right.
Put it on. And
well, it doesn't work with the headphones. Hold on.
Well, yeah, take the headphones off now. Pop over onto the Facebook Live video so everybody can see that you have your official Sea Monkey crown.
I forgot what I wrote on the front of it.
CJ, isn't that what you wrote on there,
was
CJ?
That it? I thought I wrote something else.
CJ the Lobster Slayer, is that what it says?
Ah, that's it.
He can't slay lobster right now, though, because the lobster season is closed. It closed at the end of March. So
you don't want those little sea monkeys to
maybe
see what
by
CJ does to their cousins.
Slay them by eating them.
Yeah, I don't know. Are sea monkeys a descendant of the Florida spiny lobster?
I sure hope not.
Technically, I don't think that is correct.
They're disgusting little things.
No, they do swim around like a lobster.
You can see them clear as day on our Facebook Live video now.
That's not really clear.
Well, the water's a little murky.
It's a little cloudy.
They're eating it. I fed them this morning. That's why the water's a little murky. But you can see them swimming around, enjoying themselves, just kicking back and enjoying Scuba Radio today. And
they are a lot bigger.
You don't need that tank in the sun, do you?
Of course I do. What are you kidding me?
Yeah, they got
to boil them.
No. Not direct sunlight.
Yeah, no, it's not direct. Okay. They're very content.
Unless you're just talking about Greg's natural glow.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Which he gives off.
I do reflect sunlight off of me from the windows into the sea monkey aquarium.
Or off my hairless head.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And the goal is just to make them happy, just to keep them content, you know?
You know what we need to put in there with them as a beta fish?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
That beta fish will go to town on this.
My daughter's got a awesome little beta fish.
We're not bringing them together. You're not going to have your beta fish eat my sea monkeys.
I told you about Swim Shady, didn't I?
Yes, you did tell us about Swim Shady. That's an impressive name.
He's doing great.
But beta fish are, they're
lone, aggressive. Yeah.
Well, they're lone animals.
Yeah, she's got to have them by himself, I guess.
And I would have a feeling my sea monkeys would be swimming for their lives if you threw Swim Shady
my
in there.
My sea monkeys is dead.
But these sea monkeys are supposed to last like 2 years. Oh, damn you, Barry the Boater.
That's a big commitment.
Yeah. Well,
actually, it wasn't Barry.
It wasn't me. It was Dennis.
It was Dennis. That's damn right. You, Dennis. Yeah, I'm going to see Dennis here in the next couple days, too. We're going to dive tomorrow in South Florida. What's South Florida diving?
Is he on his way down? Is he flying down?
He
now?
Is flying his plane down and trying to navigate through a bunch of thunderstorms. So whether he makes it down to be able to join us for the dive tomorrow is anybody's guess.
Now, he's coming down. He didn't tell me again.
Well, he doesn't want to.
He said,
"Ixnay
on the airy bay."
Yeah,
I would have fired all my clients.
What do you mean fired them?
I would have told him I can't make it tomorrow.
Well, he's thinking
Barry,
about it.
Just file extensions for all of them and get your ass in the water.
That's what every other tax preparer does.
Well, we're not ready. My lady that's doing mine, I checked in last week. She's like, let me look. I said, how are we coming on these? She said, let me look and I'll get back to you. I'm like,
isn't a little late?
You've had my stuff over a month. How long does it
yours
take?
Yours is in a pile at the bottom.
Mm. Yeah. Well.
I don't want to pay anyway, so.
Yeah, but you're going to have to.
It's only an extension of time to file.
You will
dearly
pay one way or another. All right, well, look, we got a huge show for you today. This is going
to
be fun.
So we're diving tomorrow, and we're going to try to dive Monday?
Yep, that is the plan. Excellent. And then I'm going to join Dennis in his plane and fly over to Lakeland and do an air show thing. So we got a busy week. But today on the show, you know, we got a bunch of special guests. Megan Heaney-Greer is going to join us to talk about her new web series. That is out there on the internet. It's a pretty cool program. Rising Tide is the name of it. Also, John Chatterton is going to be on the History Channel this Tuesday night on The Curse of Civil War Gold, an offshoot of Curse of Oak Island.
Cool.
Same producers. I haven't seen this show. Now, Jerry the Diver Guy is a big fan of Curse of Oak Island. Have you heard about The Curse of Civil War Gold? Is that Civil War? Yeah.
I've actually watched two shows of it so far, and I cannot catch all the others, but I'm going to have to back up and watch it.
All right. I think
but
this
it is
like,
good so far.
Well, this Tuesday at 10 p.m., I think, is when it runs, or Tuesday night on History Channel. But John's going to come on the show and tell us about what he's up to.
I want
to
see that.
He might join us on the boat tomorrow because he's down there in South Florida.
That would be cool because now that we're TV stars, since we were up on Fox in New York.
Yes.
Now that we're TV stars, we mingle with other celebrities.
Right. Yeah, he said he saw that.
He did see it?
Yeah, and he says, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, where can we start?
Yeah,
exactly. How much time do you have?
Yeah, but yeah, he found that mildly amusing. Then that's what we're here for, to be that.
Mildly
play that
amusing.
Role.
No more, no less.
Yeah, just mildly. Yeah. So anyway, we got that, the Dive God, and then Eric Douglas is with us as well. And Eric, is pretty excited because him and CJ are working on a project that's starting to culminate in a finished product.
I need to get on that as soon as we get back Tuesday.
Well,
he's probably mad at me because I haven't made it. It's
don't know.
I haven't gotten anything
shame,
done.
Shame, shame, he knows your name.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Eric, you're not mad.
I CJ and I culminating.
Yeah, Greg, nice choice of words there.
What would be marinating?
Collaborating.
Leave it to the writer. Let him, maybe he should write your...
Yeah, okay. He should probably write the script for this. But it's exciting.
There's a script for this?
Well, there's a book. There's a book that you have to use.
Okay. I thought you were
talking about the show.
Oh, no, heck no. Well, actually, yeah. I mean, anyone listening can tell this is a finely tuned, finely oiled machine that is scripted out for every single word.
That's only missing maybe two cylinders.
It's a finely tuned, oily machine.
Oily, there you go. Leave it to Barry the Boater to...
a fine, oily sheen.
Yeah, something like that.
It's just all slick.
All right. We're going to solve all the world's problems next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I...
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I am going under tomorrow. CJ, myself, Jerry the Diver Guy, and anyone else who wants to join us down in South Florida at South Florida Diving Headquarters could join the party tomorrow. It'll be a good time.
Can't wait. Sure.
It will be a good time. And you know what? It's been a little too long since we've been diving underwater. And you know, my Facebook feed, I don't know what the heck is going on, but I got just blasted the last few days. And everybody can relate to this with all the political garbage out there, you know, where one, you know, one person says, the Democrats are evil. One other one, the Republicans are evil. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, if everybody would just go diving, you wouldn't be able to hear any of that nonsense. You know what? And the world would be a much better place. You know what I mean? I mean, it'd be so much better. Are you with me on this, EJ?
Absolutely.
No? Yeah. So that is my advice to the world. Learn how to dive. And when you go underwater, you can't hear everybody bickering back and forth, generally. Just hear maybe them breathing off their regulator. And so it could bring us all together. It could solve the world's problems. Diving is the trick. I don't know.
Well, but then you got to ride back on the boat.
Yeah, you got to ride back on the boat with them. But the engines are going, and by then you don't really care.
Here, suck on this diesel.
No, you're talking about
back here by the engine.
You're talking about all the cool stuff you just saw, and your mind's off all the political nonsense.
Breathe deep.
Yeah, breathe in, breathe out, move on. Famous guy said that.
Jeff Spoach, yeah, pineapple.
Yeah, true. You could have pineapple on the surface interval. They'll cut up a fresh pineapple.
Jam this pineapple in your pie hole.
No. Once again, you're talking about your diving, so you're not in that frame of mind. You're in a different frame. You're not talking about politics. Maybe going up as you're setting up. You have that potential. But once you go diving, you're talking about that, CJ. You hear what I mean?
You're in your zen.
Yes, you're in the zen zone.
Yeah, I still hate everybody, though.
Ugh. There's therapy that you can, you know. You can get scheduled for that kind
salt
of stuff.
Saltwater therapy.
Well, that's what my point is. Yeah. Now, Jerry the diver guy.
What about narcosis therapy?
Yes, exactly. What are you blasting us out there, Jerry? What the heck are you guys doing there at the
Gomez? You want me back up here?
Turn your microphone all the way up. We can barely hear you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you guys have the gain up on your mic or something too much.
What are you guys saying? All right, anyway.
Exactly.
Much wrong.
That's wrong way. Other way. For Christ's sake.
Turn it up. We can't hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No. Can't hit. Turn it up louder.
Earth to Greg.
Jerry, are you there?
No, I'm not there.
Okay. Just
come
stop
in,
it.
Jerry, car.
What is happening here? Just stop this. We're supposed to do a radio show.
We are on the air. We can't hear you that well. If you could turn your microphone off, that'd be great.
Must die.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Now that sounds good.
All right, talk to me, Jerry, or try to. Well, you've been down in South Florida for a few days, right?
Hey, I've got too much rum punch in me to talk straight.
That's what I was afraid
of. That's about perfect.
Now he's got it?
Lost control of the show.
Well, that'd be the first time ever.
He never had control.
Yeah. All right, so, Jerry, have you been doing any diving? I mean, I know you drove down to the Florida Keys yesterday, right?
Oh, we flew down. We flew down Thursday.
Okay, but then didn't you take a road trip down to the Florida Keys from South Florida?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we took off to Key West yesterday, yes.
Yeah, and how was that? Did you get in the water and snorkel or anything, or no?
Oh, no. We just messed around for a while and tried to get down and watch sunset, which was, you know, run over as usual. So we turned her north and come back up one.
Wait, hold on. I need an interpreter. We just got run over. Is that what he said?
I think so.
Turned it around and came back north.
And it runned over.
Decuppeth run over.
I think he meant it time-wise. He got a little later than he meant to.
And they were drinking.
We had a good time.
Yeah. Why did you go down and visit the giant lobster or something in Isla Mirada?
We stopped and seen Big Betsy.
Actually, they moved that lobster. It used to be on the ocean side.
Yeah.
And it's across the street now.
Aren't they all ocean sides?
Well, the lobsters walk. I think it was a couple years ago.
This lobster, you're going to run.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, we've seen that lobster.
But the lobster walked across the U.S. 1 down there in Isla Mirada, walked across the... What in the hell is going on?
Cocktails.
Yeah,
that's cocktails.
Uh-huh.
I'm jealous.
We've
got a little bit of a road trip before we make it there with you guys.
Yeah, are you guys freshening?
Rum punch.
Yeah, hey, freshening it up for us.
Keep the punch cold for us, will you?
Yeah.
The jug will be empty.
That's what I'm afraid
of. No way. I know Walt. That's never empty.
Hey, we're running low on stuff now.
Ask him if he needs supplies. We can stop down on the way and bring some supplies.
Yeah, well, if we need to, absolutely.
Yeah, because yeah, I know
right where to stop.
With Walt and Jerry the Diver Guy at the Gomez Hilton, I am afraid that the rum punch could evaporate by the time we get down
there
tonight.
We'll take care of it.
No,
we should stop. We'll stop on the way down. Let us know.
They're playing. All right, Eric.
You can keep me out of the refrigerator.
Yeah. We got to keep you away from a microphone, I think, here, too, pretty soon, because God forbid my finger's on the dump button as we speak. But Eric Douglas is with us, too. Maybe he can bring some sanity to this conversation.
Hey, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
You know, I'm just kind of sitting back and listening to the mayhem.
Yes. Well, mayhem is accurate. I wish you were going diving with us tomorrow, Eric. I mean, you're up there, and it's still kind of cold where you are, too, isn't it?
It is. We actually got threat of snow overnight. It didn't accomplish anything, but it's spring still hasn't quite arrived up here yet.
Yeah. Spring has not sprung.
Right.
Nope. Yeah.
Did you even attempt to do any ice diving up there in Virginia? Or do you have that option?
No, it doesn't freeze up here.
It doesn't freeze enough to do
not
that?
Not that hard. Hmm. I've got a couple buddies that went up. Northern Michigan, up in that area, who do some ice diving, but
we're
still 500-600 miles too south for that.
Okay, all right, but I know you have been writing, so when you are snowed in, he is like a writing fool, and do you got the new one even close to done, or are you halfway, or what?
I'm a little over halfway actually with the next book. Mike Scott will probably return in a full novel by mid to late summer.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Sweet. That's now, very soon.
And actually, the great thing about this book is, if you remember at the end of Turks and Chaos, I kind of plugged that the very last page, I said, and you may find out what was going on with the guy who was trying to steal the robot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm answering that question. So officially, now Turks and Chaos is a prequel to what will be the 10th Mike Scott novel.
Well, there you go. You've been officially teased right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini are hanging out at the Gomez Hilton. We have Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, Barry the Boater. It's just a big old party here on the big show today. However, it's never enough, and that's why we have our good friend. At least he said hi to me once, so I call him that now. John Chatterton, the Shadow Diver, the man in charge, is with us on Scuba Radio via FaceTime. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Well, I'm not bad. I'm planning on going diving tomorrow. Are you going to join us down there in South Florida?
I heard you were coming down here either tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah. So you're leaving town? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm a fair weather guy. Okay. You know, I mean, if somebody's paying me, I'll go out and get my butt kicked. But yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, tomorrow morning, I'm looking at the weather. It looks like it could be pretty good.
Okay.
About noon, it's supposed to kick in with some thunderstorms and stuff. But in the morning, it looks okay.
I'm okay with trying to steal a day from the weather.
Well,
and,
exactly.
Outrun exactly.
It. Yeah. Well, it's amazing you even have time to do this because you know you're gallivanting the world. You're finding treasure all over. You got a big show coming up on History Channel Tuesday night. I hear. What? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've had a long, wonderful relationship with History Channel, and whenever they do a program and everything, it's working out great. They never call me.
Okay. Only when things are going south, they give John a call? Is that what you're trying to say? Come on.
It's my niche. It's my niche.
He's the fixer.
He's the fixer. Of course he is.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you know what? Yeah. If it's not working out, then we'll call this guy. But if it looks easy, we'll get the easy guy. We got a whole bunch of easy guys.
Mr. Excitement. If it's getting boring, they go, call in Chatterton.
Yes, that's right.
I need some diving.
You know what? It gives me time to do other things.
Well, like Dive With Us, maybe, or just to be a...
We could pretend we are on TV.
Yeah, well, we could do that. Well, that could happen. But anyway, John Chatterton is our guest. We're going to take a quick break, come back with him, and talk about this appearance on the History Channel this coming Tuesday night. Next, on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Next time on The Curse of Oak Island.
John Chatterton is back. Hopefully, he can put his eyes on the target.
Wow. Hear that?
He's got something on the metal detector.
It's metal. It's a big chunk of it.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the guy, John Chatterton. They're talking about him on The Curse of Oak Island. But this Tuesday, it's the curse of Civil War.
It was a war.
We'll go with that one. Okay. So
take
gold.
Two. Thank God this isn't live.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to throw gold in there too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. We'll fix it in post. That's what they say in the TV biz, right, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is this? Because I haven't seen this new, I guess it's a spinoff of Curse of Oak Island, which I've watched religiously, by the way. I love that show. So same group of people or totally different or what?
Marty from Oak Island, Marty right. Legina, he's a guy, he's got his hands in a bunch of different things, but he loves adventure, he loves treasure hunting, he loves history, he's from... Michigan, those guys all came from there. They grew up there. So, this is something that's, a very personal thing for him.
Yeah.
And those guys, the history, the research, anytime you're researching a shipwreck,
right.
It's like a mystery. You're like a detective. You got to figure it out, and you're trying to interpret stuff and take all the pieces, put them together, and unless you do something new, you end up where everybody else has been.
Yeah, but they love finding out new things, and which changes the course of history or what we thought it was initially.
And this isn't a exciting. Shipwreck. This is not a shipwreck. So it's like. Oh wow, that kind of adds a new another dimension to it.
Sure,
but I love Marty. I love all the guys up at Oak Island. They are absolutely genuine and wonderful people. It's fun to be around them, and if Marty called me up and said I want you to do this out of the other thing. I'm always going to say yes.
Sure.
But I got to start telling them, call me in like August.
That's right. They're calling you once the weather has turned and it's really cold.
And,
huh?
Don't call me when it's. I live in Florida.
He's a warm water wuss like the best of us down here. Yeah.
No, it's like even, the thing is diving in the Great Lakes, they got that deal where it's like, while you're sleeping in your bed, the wind changes and the next day the water temperatures drop 10 degrees.
Right.
So it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
They got those thermoclines in the Great Lakes I hear about that. I don't know. The only word I can think of is shrinkage, which is just not, it's not a way to sell it when you want to take a dive like that. But the payoff.
It's called shrinkage.
Yeah, just quiet there. The payoff is that you guys, I'm assuming, are finding some pretty interesting stuff. I mean, how much can you tell us about what we might see this coming Tuesday night on the Curse for Civil War
Gold? The thing is, I know what happened because I was there.
Yeah.
However, the you know, they don't go, John, come down here and help us put together this TV production thing. Yeah. So I'm going to be watching with you guys, and I doubt this is going to be just like one episode, but I don't know that. So, yeah. I don't know how much. If I tell you too much,
mm-hmm.
in the studio, one member of your entourage, he's going to take out all the rest of you. I can't tell you who it is, but they're on the Oak Island payroll.
Interesting. Well, just for the record, I know Taekwondo. I'm a deputy black belt, which is like the Barney Fife
and
black
three
belts.
Other Chinese words.
Mm. So just been warned.
I had heard you were a black belt in feng shui, but
what's so funny? Anyway. So, how about this? Can you tell us a little bit about the technical side of what you did? Because obviously they've released the hounds on you already for talking.
Mein Hund! No, mein Hund!
You know, don't knock on my door if you don't know my Rottweiler's name.
So. Yeah, there you go.
we had to go up there and... these guys, it's kind of interesting for me because basically... all of my friends are divers.
Right.
So it's like if I get involved with somebody who's not a diver, I feel like, oh, God, I got
to... sick your dogs after them, it sounds like to me.
I got to sick my dogs after them. I think it's the UPS guy, and he's running from the truck.
Oh, God help him. God help him.
But, the thing is, it's not always necessarily what you're doing, but the way you're doing it.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of technology out there that, it's not like, oh, you open the box, you take it out, and everything works and does exactly what you want it to, just like it looked in the ad.
Yeah.
Nothing works like that.
No. No, especially the stuff you do. You're doing all this technicals. I mean, on the Curse of Oak Island, you're diving in like a 48-inch tube down to God knows how deep.
Well,
and I mean, I can only imagine what you're doing in the Great Lakes for this show.
Well, the thing is, when you're the guy in the water,
mm-hmm.
it's the stuff that's a big deal to you is the stuff that gets the job done.
Right.
So, and not everybody necessarily understands that. So, when you're working as a professional diver, as a commercial diver, it's people want you, they want you to do something. They want you to tell them something. They want you, and they have very high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. So, I mean, if you're the guy in the water, it's like my job isn't to make you happy. My job is to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth, well, that may make you happy or may not make you happy.
Right.
But for me to get to that point, it's like, okay, I'm gonna need this and we gotta do this and we gotta do it in such a way that it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and so you don't kill yourself. I mean, because some of this stuff is kind of extreme from the average
There's an expression in commercial diving, you're only as good as your last dive. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I don't want to jump in the water for somebody. And, whatever I do in the water, it's gonna move things forward.
Okay. Mission. You got a mission that you are planning to accomplish.
It's all mission driven.
Yeah.
It's all mission driven. And, for me, that's the fun part. You know, you and I, if we get a chance to go diving tomorrow, it's like, I'm bringing my spear gun.
Right.
I don't want to have to, on my way home, stop off at Boston Market. I mean, I want fish for dinner.
Sure. And if you don't see any fish, there's always CJ you could take
out. I wouldn't be tasty.
He'd be swimming slower than me, so you'd take him out first. But
No.
Okay. I could
be the mole. You better watch it.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be careful what I say.
Let me just say, I can't tell you who it is, but I want you to look. I want you to look around the room.
Well, there's only one guy in the room with me. Everybody else is remotely connected.
You think that's by accident?
Okay. So that's a clue.
Yeah. That's a good clue.
Yeah. Okay. It was CJ with the candlestick or something. Brother. It took me out. All right. Well, it's this Tuesday night on History Channel, The Curse of Civil War Gold. And I think it's 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. Check your local listings, and you can check it out and see John. And I would assume your teammate there, Howard's with you as well. We can look forward to seeing
Howard,
him.
Howard is there as well, and they even let Howard go diving. So
how about excellent? Well, I'll tell you what, I will watch it. It's always fun to follow your adventures, and it's always nice to talk to you, John. And hopefully we'll talk about diving next week on the show if we see you tomorrow on the boat.
You know what? Yeah, maybe we'll just go diving tomorrow and have fun.
Yeah, assuming I'm not taken out in the studio by CJ.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, but I got my guard up. I'm ready to counter any move he makes towards me to take me out to protect.
Merely insurance, and I don't think you were told anything
of the curse of Civil War gold, because that's what John Chatterton just said, that you were there to protect
Maybe. It could be me. May not be me.
Who else could it be? Oh, the sea monkeys. That's what it is. I knew there was one of those sea monkeys looking at me in an odd way. Yeah, we do have sea monkeys in the studio. As you can plainly
this,
see.
This, folks, is the beginning of madness.
From our Facebook Live feed.
He's a little paranoid.
I'm not wearing my my sea monkey crown today, Barry. I kind of outgrew it. I don't need a crown to project my royal highness to the sea monkey colony that we have sprouted here in the studio of Scuba Radio. Yeah, we do have them. You can see them on Facebook Live. And by the way, a little shout out to our friends. Let's see, Dominica's checked in. Ocala. Dave, good to see you, my friend. I'm having trouble. What is it, Beyonce? Beyonce's in there. Whoa! Cool, they're even on tour right now, her and Jay-Z. But they're checking us out on Facebook. I could be reading. My eyeglass prescription's off, and it's a little far away, so I'm having trouble reading it. Yeah, I think that's what it says, though. But we appreciate you checking in.
Well, they must be touring in Buffalo.
Yeah, we'll go with that, too. It could be one of those.
Hey, but guess who just tied up outside?
Who tied up?
Captain Keith. Captain
Keith is at the Gomez Hilton now, too.
He is just now tying his boat up.
All right. So, yeah, so, you know, the Gomez Hilton is right on the inland waterway there in Fort Lauderdale. And now that they have the new Tiki Hut wing, it's been well established, and the new dockage is up there. People can just pull right up like Captain Keith and join the party. So, you know, CJ.
Well, that's right. He's got a new tiki bar. We got to check out.
Yeah.
Oh yes. And from my trip down to the Keys yesterday, down to Big Betsy at the Rain Barrel, I picked up a new memento to hang up at the tiki bar.
You did. What would that be?
A tiki totem.
A tiki. You brought a totem pole.
Yes, a tiki totem.
Okay.
So that keeps away what?
Housewarming gift.
Evil spirits?
I bought a housewarming gift.
Mm-hmm.
A tiki warming gift.
Anyone that's a guest there should bring a housewarming gift, Greg.
Yeah.
It has to be tiki bar related.
Has to be tiki bar. I brought many.
Sea monkeys not included.
Sea monkeys don't count? I bet there's not sea monkeys there at the Gomez Hilton. Not yet.
We could introduce them.
There's going to be some drunk monkeys later, but not sea monkeys.
Okay. You could put them in the pool.
That would be, I don't know.
Is that code, dropping the sea monkeys off at the pool?
If it's not, I think we just created a new one, though.
That might be an international. Boy.
Hey, look who it is.
What?
It's Hemi. Gosh.
Hemi just walked in.
You're only an hour
Bubble
late.
Boy is here. He just recovered from his birthday adventure
Grab
from
a
last
microphone.
Week.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is he heading down there too?
I don't think so. I don't know if he even knows about this little trek. Yeah, we are heading down to South Florida right after the show. Hemi.
I did not make him a crown.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
What?
You know what?
He can borrow my crown, and then he can oversee the sea monkeys while
I apologize.
I leave the headquarters here and head to the Gomez Hilton for a couple days.
Greg said, "Well, you could wear Bill's or Greg's."
What would you prefer, there, Bubble Boy? What do you think?
Why? No, I've got this crown, but it says Captain Redbrick.
Huh?
No.
That's Rupert.
James, you're going to get your own
Rupert.
Crown.
Rupert.
I'm going to get you a couple of them.
Bill the Seducer?
Yeah. Bill.
I don't see a crown here for me.
Yeah, use the Seducers.
Okay.
Where's your crown, King Nothing?
King Neptune.
Oh, boy. I promise it is going to get better. Megan Henny Greer is going to join
you
us.
You can
in
be
hour
Captain
two.
Crunch.
She is a free diver extraordinaire. Check her out, freediver.com. But she has a new web series called A Rising Tide. And I think they're in episode three.
Series.
It is. But it's only on the internet. But it's kind of cool because they're tracking the progress of some scholars from Denver, I believe, or somewhere in Colorado that have gotten into a scuba diver program, and they're going to teach them how to dive, or they're teaching them how to dive, and then become ambassadors for the underwater world, and they're covering their progress with this new TV show web series that Megan is the host of. So we're going to talk about that, and maybe eventually it'll turn up on the Curse of Civil War Gold. I don't think it's a totally different thing. By the way,
could be a crossover.
There could be. It'd be like, you know, when the Family Guy and the Simpsons, you know, finally merge. Maybe that could happen. I don't know. You know, what do they call that when the two TV shows cross?
Crossover.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
Crossover. Spinoff.
They do. No, that wouldn't be a spinoff.
One can be a spinoff of the other, and then if there's two shows, it could be a crossover.
Or they overlap, yeah.
Like they crossover could be a spin-on.
The Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch, you know, kind of thing.
Not the crossover with the medium and the dead relatives, right?
Here's a story.
I don't know.
Of a lovely lady.
All right, just stop it. No singing.
Cut him off. Cut him off now.
Oh, my God.
Well, no. We're fixing more alcohol as we speak.
What are the odds of that? Some.
Captain Keith come in. Yeah. We have a bottle of wine.
Yeah, just don't drink it all. Don't drink it all. CJ and myself aren't there yet. You know, we're not diving, so there could be a little drinking going on there at the Gomez Hilton, as you can tell. But Megan's going to join us. Dr. Doug Ebersole. Dr. Doug, yes, he's going to be in on join us on hour two as well, talk about some rebreather stuff he has coming up, and much, much more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stick around.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot on the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.